This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to Parenting. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen to.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mark Adam.
Hey, guys, it's Katie G.
In the his house.
I'll never do that again, I'm sorry. Yeah, please don't. But no, I like it.
I'm sorry that happened.
Well, I'm also sorry.
I apologize. I don't apologize for much, but my hip-hop attitude is definitely something that I should be apologetic about.
Your hip-hop attitude.
Exactly, right? Uh-huh. Exactly. As soon as you say those words, you're just like, you're what?
You're so hardcore.
Just me, you know.
Just you. Welcome back to the podcast, guys.
Yeah.
The nonsense that is us.
Yes. It was a busy week for us. We're running this contest and it
is taking
off. You're all taking major advantage of the contest. That's great. We're getting a lot of plays on all of our episodes, which is superb.
So awesome. So awesome.
The Patreon page is about to start getting a whole bunch of exclusive content, so you definitely want to become a member over there.
Absolutely.
So patreon.com/parenting. And we have a new partnership. We're going to play that ad in a little bit here, but a friend of mine, Sarah, she runs a podcast called The Intoxicated Podcast. And
that sounds like my jam right there.
It is. It's and talk being like in talk. Sicated, like T-A-L-K. It's very clever. But they get real drunk and talk.
I love that.
Sometimes they review movies. Sometimes they talk about the most random shit.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to check out her podcast, Intoxicated Podcast. It's on all of the platforms. And again, I'm just excited because we have the ad ready to go. And we'll be putting... And our ad will be on the Intoxicated Podcast for their next episode. So how do you like them apples?
Take that, internet.
Okay. I don't know how the internet got the blame for that, but that's fine.
I don't know. I haven't gotten out of bed today, so listen, this is what you get.
That's fair. That's really fair.
This is what life is today. So yes.
Why didn't you get out of bed today? Is it just because it's Saturday and you're like, fuck it? Or you're sick, aren't you?
I feel like shit. Yeah. I honestly feel shitty today. But
thanks for taking the time to do this with me then.
Oh man, you're so welcome. I wouldn't miss it, you know. I mean, I probably would. But just, you know, today's good. As long as I'm doing it in bed, so I feel like this is okay.
Fair enough. That totally makes sense. Because I don't have a follow up to that. My brain, you know when you're mid sentence and your brain just shuts off.
Yes.
And I find it doesn't happen when my daughter's around, but as soon as she leaves and my brain goes, we don't need to think about shit.
Yeah, bye. See
you
later.
Just the mid sentence, your brain's just like, I'm gonna take a nap.
I know. You know what's so frustrating? Because I sound like such a tool sometimes. Like talking to the people I work with, like I work with lawyers. They're very intelligent people, the ones that I work with. I'm not going to speak for all lawyers.
Okay, fair enough. I know there's some people out there that, I had a lawyer that did not defend me well.
Fair enough. No, but there's sometimes I'll walk into their office with like an actual topic or something that I need to talk to them about. And it's like, I get three words out and I'm like, why the fuck am I standing here right now? And then I just basically look at them and I say those words to them like, I don't know what happened. I'm just going to go regroup and I'll come back in like 5 minutes once I know what the fuck I'm came in here for.
Right. And when you walk through a doorway, there's a thing, it's an actual thing in your brain where your brain becomes ready for whatever room you're in. And so the thing you were thinking about in the other room becomes irrelevant to your brain. It's an actual neurological I'm not sure even what to call it, but a neurological thing, let's say. Very technical terms here on the parenting podcast.
Oh, yes. That's what we're known for.
We're here to inform.
Oh, no,
we're not.
No, please don't take our word for it.
Yeah. Fucking trust me. I got no research to back up. Yeah. That's fuck.
Anyway.
But Yeah, your brain resets when you go into a different room. And that's why sometimes you have to go back to the room you were in originally to be like, why did I go in there? And that's why it works if you go back. Because your brain goes, oh, now I'm back. This room means this. So this is the setting. And this is where my brain is.
And that's why I was going over there in the first place.
Exactly. There's an actual switch that goes off in your brain. So that's a real thing. You know what I don't understand? And you don't really have any insight in this either, is pregnancy brain. Like, how do people cope? Like, I forget stuff on, like, a normal forgetting stuff all the time kind of level.
Right.
But pregnancy brain is ridiculous.
It's a real thing.
I know.
I've never experienced it, but I've been witness to it. Like, I know these people. I know what they're like. And then all of a sudden, their brain turns to shit.
I don't get it. Like,
and I'm like... hey, friend, what happened? Where, are you going to be okay?
Where did your mind go there, friend? I would like to help you, but you went to mush and looked off into the distance and stopped talking. So,
So we've all just been sitting here for like a solid 10 minutes in quiet.
Yeah, we're just waiting for your brain to reboot. Because when you know somebody's pregnant, you're just like, that's how it is.
Yeah, you don't call them out on it. You're just like, I'm just gonna ride this out. I'll be here with you and support you.
Yeah, you're done for now. We're just gonna move on to the next part of the conversation and pretend that never happened.
Right? And speaking of other part of the conversation, let's fucking skip all the way back to what we were talking about in the first place about having our first sponsor. I don't know if we really... I know that you talked about it, right?
Do you think we're gonna play the ad.
What's that?
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll play the ad. You know what? We'll play the ad right now.
Do you ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
See, what a cute little ad.
See, there you go. You got to go check them out, guys.
That's definitely, I don't know. I just think it's cool. She's good people. She posts a lot of funny stuff on Facebook. So you want to go follow her on Facebook if you're not already doing that, which I'm assuming you're probably not. But
go do it. Go check her out.
We're not going to have any sort of crossovers. She's one of those people where she likes to sit in the room with you and talk to you. She doesn't do the over the internet BS thing. Although I am an expert at getting drunk on the internet.
Well, I mean, I'm just an expert in getting drunk. So, I mean, why not involve the internet? What could possibly go wrong?
That sounds like a Reddit thread. The subreddit, what could go wrong? But speaking of Reddit threads, I created one for us. So you can actually post links to the parenting Reddit subreddit.
Right.
So,
and Adam
/r/parenting.
Yeah, and Adam got to teach me what Reddit actually is.
Yeah, the front page of the internet. It's where links go to either die or be pushed into viral status.
Right. Let's go viral.
Submit links. Yeah, let's do it. I mean... subreddits are less about going viral and more about catering to your community, which is kind of why a subreddit makes sense for us. I don't know how much people are going to use it, but it's for things. Facebook is more for here's a picture, here's a video, and here's a tiny little blurb, right? Twitter, same thing. Here's a little blurb, maybe a video, maybe a photo. Instagram, here's a photo with a little caption. Reddit is more for... here's an article. I read this article. Mm-hmm. It's about this. Here's my conclusion. So you post that article and a little comment, and then people comment on the link.
Okay.
And either upvote or downvote its relevancy or popularity. Okay. So
it sounds like a cool thing. I mean, well, I'm going to be learning along with you guys. If you've never used Reddit either, we'll figure it out.
But then there's lots of people that listen to podcasts that are Redditors, and you should go check it out. Right now, there's no links on it. I just put up all our social media links. That's about it.
Okay.
Cool. Feel free to post videos, post photos, whatever you like. Most of that gets hosted through Imgur. Links, all that kind of stuff to our subreddit. Again, /r/parenting. It's pretty cool. Sweet. I like it. I find a lot of random... Well, the whole point, I guess, of Reddit is to find random stuff from all around the internet. So we'll leave that go. You said... Did you say you had some subjects you wanted to broach this week?
No, you know what? I was, you know, I think I'm going to stick with the same theme of just, you know, winging it. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. We're super not... I mean, we're organized-ish, but, like, there's some stuff, I don't know... This week's just been kind of crazy, and oh yeah, I mean, holy shit, Happy New Year, guys!
Like, wait, what?
That's a thing that happened.
Is this our first? It is. Oh wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah, the first oof. Episode of 2019.
There Happy you go. New Year.
Yes. Okay. Good call. Yeah. Cool.
Working our way through it, guys. Just tag along. So yeah, Happy New Year. It was. You were working, right?
I was.
And you said it was hella worth it.
Oh, it was totally not. I ended up doing a double, but it was so bitter cold that a lot of the rezos just no-showed or called and canceled at the last minute.
That's brutal.
And it was minus 30 without the wind chill. So,
thank you.
Well, I mean, it's, again, I mock Winnipeggers who think that they think their winter is so harsh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm from the East Coast, where I've literally stood on top of my car with a shovel trying to find my car. You know, true. So, you know, and minus 25 in Nova Scotia is insane cold because you're also somehow humid. How is it 80% humidity thing. And minus 25? It doesn't make any fucking sense. So here in Winnipeg,
I was literally walking down the street to work the other day. I was walking down the street and I'm like fully bundled up because it was really fucking cold and really windy. And I was walking to work and somehow was absolutely frozen and numb, but also sweating at the same time. Like I was wet and cold and numb all at the same time.
it was fun. That's, and see, people here in Winnipeg, they don't get it because the minus 50 here, if you buy the right coat, I mean, minus 50 sucks for sure. For sure, minus 50 sucks. But if you buy the right coat, it's dry enough that you can hide from that, at least to get from where you are to where you are or where you're going. So in Nova Scotia, wherever you're going, it had better have a place that where you can dry off the inside of your coat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes, you will be somehow wet on the inside
of
your jacket. You are
wet inside of your body. Like you're wet inside of yourself.
You're sweating unless you're wearing
unless you're wearing a wetsuit, you're going to be damp. It makes no sense. So
I know.
People here that think that the winter is harsh just have to figure their shit out. That's a personal opinion. I believe that wholeheartedly though.
But so basically the cold kept people away. You had a shit night, didn't make a super... You know, I told you to go make the money and you didn't make the money. So I'm pretty disappointed.
I made some money, but it definitely wasn't the money.
The money. Right. Fair enough. We actually were invited over to, we didn't have the kids. So they were, I think I told that before, but our neighbors across the street, they moved in about like a year and a half ago now. And they invited us to go over, but it was also the World Juniors. Womp womp, sad, boo. I know, very sore spot for Canadians, but
don't want to talk about it at all. I know,
it was pretty rough. So anyway, so we were invited over there and I was like, I really want to watch the hockey game, and we're like, I'll come over, but as long as you have the hockey game on. These are like the standards that you have. I'm like, if I'm putting pants on, you better have the hockey game on.
Listen, if you invite someone over to your house during the World during the World Juniors, and you don't have the hockey on your television in Canada,
that's on you.
Totally. You're clearly not trying hard enough to make friends.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Friends. So we went over there and it was great. We had a drink or two, and then our other neighbors down the road, they have this giant garage, and the top of it, it's like they have like a pool table and a shuffleboard and like a bar and all of those cool fun things, which is great. But they're definitely not sports kind of people. So, but they do have a giant TV up there. So we got invited down there and I was like, I still want to watch the game. So they actually put it on for us, but there was no sound, but we actually got to actually watch it. So,
Hashtag compromise. That's what that is right there.
Moral of the story. We got to drink, we got to watch the game, and it's within stumbling distance to our door to get home. So it was all in all a pretty solid night.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I would like to switch gears for a second, though, and talk about something that is not awesome.
Okay.
So the thing I posted on our Facebook page with the caption terrifying is actually so. RCMP warned parents to monitor kids' online activity after New Brunswick incidents. There were kids aged 8 to 12 mm-hmm. voluntarily sharing nude photos of themselves on the internet.
Yes. I actually put that on our Twitter as well. I don't know if you saw that, but I had shared it on our Twitter.
Yeah, so it's on our Facebook and our Twitter.
Yeah. And that, I had a hard time wrapping my head around that one.
It terrifies me to my core as a parent.
Yep.
My daughter's only 4. I don't have to deal with that yet, but it terrifies me for a number of reasons. One, the fact that it's happening.
Yeah.
Two, the fact that it's happening this day and age. And three, how much easier is that technology going to be by the time my daughter's old enough to use it?
Oh my God. I know. I don't want to think about it.
You know, because technology grows at an astronomical rate.
Yeah.
So.
I know. And I saw that and it makes me think it's like, holy shit. Like we have to, like, there's a line that you have to get to at some point when the kids get a certain age. Like you have to, you want to give them their independence and their space, but you also need to monitor those things because kids are dumb and they make stupid choices. And you know what I mean? And even as adults, we still are stupid and make dumb choices, but you learn from it. But this is not the type of thing I want my kid to learn from. I don't want them to do it and be like, oh, that was probably a bad idea. I want them to know it's a fucking bad idea. And it's just you, it's a hard thing. Cause like their electronics are attached to them, at least in my house. That is, and it drives me crazy. And we're working through it. Rod and I had a conversation last night about it because it's like, we have to change some shit here because this is getting ridiculous. But in that respect, it's like, you have to be the protector of your kids. And that is a way to do it is you need to monitor that shit because that is absolutely terrifying.
It is haunting to me that could be a thing. First of all, it sickens me that there are people out there that are all about child pornography. The fact that those people exist is problematic and angers me to a point that I can't even really describe. Secondly, that kids don't know better sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I don't know. It's like you said, you don't want your kid to learn it the hard way, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. It's like you have to have this horrible conversation with your kids. You don't want to have the conversation, but you have to because this shit happens.
And this is the world we live in now.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but this is everything is so easily accessible now through your phones and everything else that it's like, there are some really fucking creepy, gross weirdos out there in this world. There always were. We just didn't know as much about them as we do now. And there wasn't as much access to those things. So now it's like, you have to have these conversations with your 8 to 12 plus year olds about these kinds of things. And try and get it through to them that it's not okay to be sending anything like that across the internet. I don't even care if you're sending something to your friend. Like, you just don't do that. But how do you have to try and monitor it. And that's where you struggle. It's like, how do you control them, like, without going through their phone or invading their privacy? Like, I know there are some parents out there that are like, kids don't need privacy. They're fucking kids, right? But at some level, they also do need. I've talked to a couple different people. Like, some parents are like, no, you don't. You live in my house. This is what it is. But then you have to give them some sort of independence and privacy as well. Yeah. It's a respect thing you build up in your house, right? Like, I give you your space, but I also, you know, you need to be able to listen and understand. And we have to have conversations and be open about these things because, you know,
because otherwise you could be taken advantage of.
Yes. And it's scary. Oh my God. It's just so scary to just think about and. I don't know. Like,
kids,
I didn't see
it. How old are the kids in your house again?
14 and 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, 8 to 12, 8-year-olds to 12-year-olds sharing nudes. Imagine your youngest sharing nudes.
Oh my God. Like, this is what I mean. Like,
it's terrifying.
Yeah. And, like, you know, I think about it too, because, you know, like, when you want to talk to your kids about these things, like, I'm not talking about to, like, scare them, but, like, at the same time, like, this shit is not made up. This stuff's happening. And this, I think it was New Brunswick, right? It was New Brunswick RCMP.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? So, like, a hop, skip, and a jump from here. So, it's like, I'm sure it's also happening here. There just wasn't, like, a report on it. But, like, it's just, I don't know. How do you have that conversation with your kid without completely terrifying them or, like, completely taking away their access to that stuff?
Yeah, it's not an easy task by any stretch of the imagination. I don't know how to wrap my brain around it.
Yeah. It's a conversation that has to be had, right? So once I, Rod and I have had a couple of conversations. I'm sure we will have a few more probably this weekend because we really need to change some things in this household going forward when it comes to like electronics and family stuff. So if we do talk about it, I will let you know how it goes. And yeah, like what the response this morning, is, right?
First thing this morning, my daughter comes up to me with her tablet. Papa, can I have some screen time?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, mm-hmm. like it's 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. Yeah. You cannot have screen time right now.
Yeah.
No. So we have to really, as parents, manage that. And that's, normally we talk about stuff that's very fun and jovial.
Yes.
This is not one of those things. This is actual, like, what the fuck kind of rant situation. What the fuck is wrong with people that they're trying to take advantage of these kids? Where are the parents? Obviously, I don't, without knowing the parents, I cannot at all judge them. I totally get tracking your kids, knowing where they're at all times. How many kids do you have? Is it just one? That's not so hard to know where your kid's at.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, what, 4 kids, 5 kids? How do you track them all?
Yeah.
At a certain point, if you have a 4 and a 5-year-old sitting at home, and you got a 12-year-old, that 12-year-old's on his own. Like, just don't eat out of the dog food.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Please try not to kill yourself.
Exactly. So I can't judge these parents, but I have to ask the question, like, where were the parents? Did they know how much internet time this kid was using? If mm-hmm. you're going to give your children access to the internet, to the outside world, I feel it is just as important to be there with them as it is if you took them outside into the actual real world.
Yeah.
Right? Are you going to let your child run around the neighborhood? I mean, I remember when I was a kid, that was not a problem, but that was, you know, kids went missing and stuff. So people always ask that question, like, whatever happened to letting your kids just go outside and play? Kids were abducted, Brenda. Kids were abducted.
Oh, man. But
I keep using your mom's name.
My poor mom.
It's just one of those names. I'm going to start, you'll use Karen from now on.
Karen.
But
that's always a good one. Or Carol. Yeah.
Carol, Karen, Brenda. Brenda's
sorry
a good
for
one.
Anyone
like
who
Brenda.
Listens if they have that name. We apologize.
Sorry. Sorry to all of you people out there. Whoops.
Yeah. No, but I know what you mean. Cause you're like, your first initial reaction is, where the fuck are the parents in this? Right. And then, but at the same time as being parents, you're like, well, it's because
where are my kids right now?
This is exactly it. That's exactly the issue we're having right now. Both girls, like, Allie didn't come out of her room. Like, it was like after 12. Like, I know she's awake, but she's in on her phone, right? It's like she could be doing anything in there. Her door's closed. She's in there, right? So it's like, this is one thing that we're trying to implement, is that now going forward, in there's the phones or electronics are not in your room at nighttime, and you get them back in the morning when you're either on your way, because they take their phones to school, which is fine. But they stay out here at nighttime. You go to bed. You know what? If you need an alarm, we'll get you an alarm clock, or we will wake you up. But there's no phones going forward in the rooms, because once they get ready and you're on your way out the door, you can pick them up and there you go, right? But there has to be more rules now with them using them in the house. But it's because, like, even last night, I sent you a picture. We were playing a game of Uno. Like, which was also infuriating because I was losing, but whatever, that's neither here nor there.
I wasn't gonna bring it up, but I'm glad you did.
yes anyway, so yeah, we were playing a game, and then all of a sudden it's like the girls, like, forget how to, like, just interact as being humans, and they start getting distracted and they can't focus and they have like, they lose interest really quickly. And then it just kind of, you know, ruins anything that we were trying, like having a, like a fun game together. It kind of just gets thrown away anyway. Right. So it's like, we need to do it more because this is what's happening to our kids. As soon as their electronics are gone, their fucking brains are gone out of their head.
I wanted to read the article and I don't know where I thought I saved the link, but I couldn't find it when I went looking for it. There was a headline I read that said, giving your child a cell phone is the same as giving them a gram of cocaine.
Yeah, I believe it.
But I wanted to follow, like, read more on that. But I thought that was an interesting
just concept, like the addicting of part of it, the whole, I assume, right?
Yeah, my daughter is definitely addicted to her tablet, which is why I, like, cut her screen time way, way down. I have to make sure she's, you know, using her imagination and learning how to play. And so that's why, like, she gets a certain amount of podcast, or not podcast time, tablet time, where she watches YouTube Kids mostly.
Yeah.
Which is essentially just watching kids play with toys. So I just...
Yeah, you know what? It's such a weird thing to be watching other kids play with toys. Like, that's a thing. Like, or kids review toys on YouTube now, right? Like, there are channels where kids review that stuff.
Well, the reviews thing I get, but there are some that are literally just videos of a kid
just playing,
opening a brand new toy. And just showing people what it is. It's like, yeah, this is what the toy is.
Wow.
And then not playing with it. The video's over. They're called unboxing videos. They just unbox everything.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. And so Amelia finds that entertaining? Does she, like, enjoy watching other
kids? She giggles. She giggles to herself.
That's so, like, funny.
And I'm just sitting here watching her watch it, and I just don't get it. But eventually, I just take the tablet away because it's time. Like, that's enough. You've had your time. You know, go play with the hundreds of other toys that you have.
Right.
And so, after, but Papa, I'm gonna be bored. You're four. You can't be bored. I don't think you physically have the capability to be bored.
Do you know what bored is?
Yeah. So, when I take the tablet away, it's like 30 seconds later when she's in playing with all her toys.
Yeah.
And she's down on the floor. She's got all these guys, like, the underneath the coffee table in my living room here becomes like some sort of house. And it's...
Yeah.
She was
Which
using...
Is great.
Yeah, we it's have a so Woody good. Doll from Toy Story 3, and she was pretending that video. Was Hiccup. She was pretending that Woody was Hiccup because we don't have a Hiccup toy.
Oh.
And that's why I posted on my Facebook the other day that... Or maybe it was even yesterday. All the days blur together.
I know, honest to God. But this whole week
She said, Hiccup, put on your big boy pants. We have to go somewhere or something like that. I was just blown away. Okay. I was like, okay, that's definitely something she heard in one of those movies.
Yeah.
So, but we also had a movie night last night. So we sat together in the chair and made popcorn and watched White Fang.
Oh, what's
the Netflix
White Fang?
One. The Netflix has a remake of White Fang. With Offerman. Nick Offerman's in it, and it's really good.
Wow.
Yeah. We've already seen it, and she goes, I want to watch White Fang again. I said, oh, really? Awesome. You want to watch it again? She said, yeah, it was scary, but it was so good. And I was like, yeah. Like, you get it. I like it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it made me happy.
See, I miss that. We can't even freaking watch a movie together anymore, for God's sakes.
No, the trick is, because you said that last week or the week before or something,
yeah,
where you guys tried to watch a movie and it just evolved into like a cat fight of some sort.
Honest to God.
I was looking it up. You have to choose the movie.
Yeah.
Or at least narrow it down. Here are the two movies we can choose from. Between the two of you,
And they'll both pick the opposite one. It doesn't even matter.
Between the two of you, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Yeah. Okay.
Or you, it's your turn to pick the movie. Here's your options. Next time, here are the options. It's your turn to pick a movie. So she pick the other kid. Right?
That's a good idea.
And I'm not saying this out of experience because I don't have any with the multiple kids problem.
Yes.
So take that with a grain of salt. It was something that I read on the internet because you had said that you had a problem with it. So that was me clicking on an article going, that would solve Katie's problem. And then I didn't tell you until just now, so you're welcome.
Thanks for telling me now. Appreciate it.
Well, I only
better late than never.
Remember how we talked about how I forget stuff?
Yeah.
The whole sentence, by the way.
Put a sticky note somewhere. Just stick it.
I have so many sticky notes.
I know. It's like what my desk looks like. It's just a bunch of sticky notes everywhere.
Yeah, I had another sticky note up. Oh, it fell.
Oh.
That's fine.
See, that doesn't help if it falls.
Yeah, it's one of my motivational ones, so it doesn't really matter. I'm not that motivated.
Well, I'm still in bed, so I'm clearly not motivated today.
Well, whatever works. I mean, we're getting the job done. We're doing it.
We're
doing it.
We're here. We're here for a good time. Yeah. Or whatever. I don't know.
Amelia created a podcast yesterday.
Oh, my God. If you guys haven't listened to it yet, Patreon. You have... Oh, it's just on the Patreon?
It's on our YouTube. The first episode is on YouTube. Okay. Our YouTube. I posted the link to our Patreon page where you can also watch it. You don't have to be a member to watch the first episode.
Right.
But you will have to be a member to watch the rest.
Like, going forward. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, because when you first sent it to me and I listened to it, I was like, people have to hear this because that will just... It'll entice you to want to, like, sign up, I swear to God, because it was the cutest, most genuinely funny, but, like, I don't know. It just stirred up. I smiled the entire time. It was, like, what, 12 minutes? And
yeah,
I was like smiling.
12 minutes or so.
Yeah, I was smiling the entire time. It was the cutest thing I've ever heard.
She came to me and she said, Papa, I want to make a podcast. And I said, okay, because she knows that I make podcasts.
Yeah.
I want to make a podcast. I said, okay. What do you want it to be about? She didn't have an answer. And I said, okay, well, she goes, I just want to record a podcast. And I was like, whatever, I'll put it, because she basically just likes putting the headset on and then I turn the monitor on so she can hear herself.
She can hear, yeah.
That's all she wants.
Yeah.
So we actually started recording. She starts singing and she's talking and asking questions and... What do you want to talk about? I want to talk about cavities. And then she asked me to sing a duet with her.
It was chocolate chips.
Yeah.
I died. Oh, my God.
And so she made me sing a duet with her, which I think went very well. Remember, guys, she's fucking 4 years old.
It's unreal. It was so good.
Her lyric retention, like memory for the lyrics of a song.
Yeah.
So good.
She did so well.
Yes.
She really did.
It's not radio worthy, the song, by any stretch of anybody's imagination. But the fact that she's 4 years old, remembered all those lyrics and the basics of the tune and
mm-hmm. And it's like back and forth. It's like a duet, so it's like a back and forth thing, and she was just right on it. Like, she did amazing.
Yeah. That line. I mean, it's crazy. We finish each other's and she goes, sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
It got me. I almost broke down mid song.
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah, no, you have to go check it out because it was absolutely adorable. So are you
and
guys?
And it is available for free. Like it's not. You don't have to sign up for a Patreon to hear episode one with the duet and the whole thing. But it's
what did she call it? What did she call it again?
Oh, the What's Together the podcast.
Yes.
I asked her what she wanted to name it, and she said, The Together Podcast. And I said, oh, The Together Podcast with Amelia and Papa, or with Papa and Amelia? And she said, no, with me and you. So it's The Together Podcast with me and you.
Yes, and that's exactly what it is, with me and you.
I did it as literally as I possibly could.
Yeah, it's amazing. You guys definitely need to go check it out, because it's one of the cutest things you'll ever hear.
Also, if you subscribe to the podcast on any of the podcast platforms... For instance, if you're listening to this podcast, the episode is available as a bonus episode through the podcast itself. So in the audio form.
Yeah.
The video is not a video. It's a cheater. So I put it on YouTube, but it's just an image. There's no video.
Yeah.
So I don't want people to think that they can go watch her do this, which would be adorable.
Would be cute.
But I think the audio is where I feel comfortable. I don't feel... comfortable making videos, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because I'm with you 100%.
To do something like that, I would need to coordinate with her mom and make sure that, you know what I mean,
she was okay
but
with
just
it. Yeah,
to record to record audio with my daughter, I think, is no problem. And she's, you know, she's super keen on it.
Yeah, she's
She sees me do it. She wants to do it. So yeah. I'm going to let her do it.
Yeah,
I thought that was absolute greatness, to be honest.
It was. I was very excited. I loved it. She killed it. She did way better than I did our first podcast.
I loved that that was your comment when you texted me. You're like, I think she can replace me.
Yeah, like, I have been replaced. I'll see you, you know, next year maybe when you come home. I don't know.
It is next year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn it.
You have a long ass wait.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was a good. I had to talk about that because I wanted to outweigh the bad of talking about.
Oh yeah, it was too heavy. That like, just yeah. If you go listen to that, that'll take all your sadness away. Because it was yeah, definitely real things. It's just it's very heavy on the heart.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked a lot of the shares on Facebook this week. I love that we're way farther ahead as far as listenership and Facebook likes and Instagram follows than I would have expected. I mean, we're running a contest to give away a Google Home Mini.
Right. That's a huge help, though. Like that, I mean, it just kind of gets it out there. And we super appreciate, even if you're just here for the contest, like even just if you're there for it, but like just listen to one of our episodes and you might get hooked on it and then just kind of continue and be part of our little community that we're building. It's awesome.
And that's just it. I do want to build a community mostly because I always have questions and need help. And people who listen and know us will be way better at giving specific tailored advice to you or I, which is a selfish way to look at it. But also, if we all become a community, the more of a community you are, the more tailored and customized your advice, help, and outreach can be to the rest of the community. So,
totally,
I think we should continue building that up. So, become part of our subreddit, become part of our Patreon page, because if you do, one of the cool perks at Patreon is that you can get early access to podcast episodes. You can message us during the because we're actually going to make it so even at the lowest tier on Patreon, you can listen live to the recording.
God love you.
and message with us so you can you can actually steer the direction of the conversation and make comments and ask questions and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And you can converse with all the other parenting listeners, which is kind of the whole community building thing we're trying to do, as well as when you do that, you're supporting us directly, the artists making the actual product, where that's where I think the falling down of Spotify and Netflix and Google Play Music and Apple Music, you pay this one fee and you have access to all this stuff, but you don't have direct access to the actual artists.
The people.
With Patreon, you do, and the money goes to us.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't go to, we don't get one penny per play, per 100 plays or something like that, whatever. I'm making those numbers up. I honestly.
Yeah, but it's like 100% supporting us. And so by supporting us, we can keep continuing to create the cool content. Well, I don't know if I say cool content. Content. We'll just say content. And keep building this, and we can do like more cool things. Like maybe not necessarily like we do other giveaways at some point, like if stuff comes up, but like we could just be more interactive with you guys. You know, if we at some point get down the road where we want to, you know, throw some merch together, and if you guys want to put that on your body, we'd be super appreciates about it.
and I don't know if you know this, but you can send us a voice message. If you get the anchor.fm app, you can send us a voice message with a question or a comment or anything like that, and then we can actually use that on our episode. So we can actually.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Wouldn't it though?
Yeah, it would be really cool. I'd love to hear what other people have to say, honestly.
Yes, I want to know, because the whole point is to build a community. If it's just you and me talking, then it's just a podcast. And then I don't think there's a lot of success in just a podcast. We're trying to build a community wrapped around the podcast, wrapped around all the Patreon content and the extra stuff and the videos and the contests that we're like, cause the whole thing too is if we build a community, we can do a lot of cool giveaways and prize stuff, and we can just, everybody wins if we all start supporting each other through this. So yeah. that's why I love it. Anyway, that's enough about pumping our own stuff. I think that's
exactly
we've gone
moving on
far enough. Did you see that video of the baby that was like watching his mom, but then looked up and saw, because she had the selfie camera on, that she could see mom in the camera but and then, mom beside me.
Yes.
And kid just losing his mind.
Yes.
That is the level of cute that everybody wants their baby to be.
That's what I signed up for, and I was not disappointed. That was so cute.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Share yeah. stuff like that. If you have advice for us, we want to hear it too.
Oh God, we need it.
Post it to our Facebook page. I mean, tripping and falling and struggling my way through this whole parenting thing. My poor daughter, it's just her and I trying to figure this out together. And she'll ask me a question and I honestly don't know the answer. And then her and I will talk about it until we figure out what's the best. You know, I'm trying to work it out with a 4-year-old is what I'm trying to say. And that's not the ideal situation.
You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job.
Well, thank you. I'm not fishing for a compliment, but I'll take it.
Like you really are. Like she's a complete gem and she's a smart kid. Even like she's 4 and she's just, she's got, I don't know. I think if you keep doing what you're doing with like just keeping her creative, right? Like using her brain to like do these things. Like she's just gonna, I don't know. She's gonna be a handful.
Oh,
I can tell you that. I know she already probably is, but she's so freaking cute.
Gonna be. I love that.
I know, right?
As if she isn't.
But I would love some advice from anybody that's listening to this podcast. If you know me, like in person, and there's some people at work that listen to me or all my nonsense or whatever. Shout out to John. I don't know if you're listening to this episode right now, but he made a joke when he came into work the other day. It was like, I feel like I've talked to you all day. He's like, because I listened to your podcast like on my way home last night and then on the way in and this morning. I'm like, so what you're saying is that we don't need to talk to each other today then.
yeah, we've negated the needs for communication.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was really cool, but I super appreciate the support. It's very awesome. But if you have advice about this whole electronics thing, like this is what I'm struggling with right now. I need help. We need to figure out what we're going to do. And any advice I will take into consideration.
With your tech?
Just with the kids on their stupid electronics.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
I need help.
And you know what?
And suggestions.
Write it all into Katie, and then I'm going to read it and then use all of that information when my kid gets that age, but I'm just going to bank it for now.
Yeah. Yeah. I need the help or suggestions, anything that you guys thought, you know, you tried, didn't work, tried, worked, had to modify it as they got older. Because obviously at different ages, like we talked about before, you kind of got to modify the rules. House rules don't stay the same from a 4-year-old to a 14-year-old, right? So,
oh God, truth.
Yeah, so we got to modify those as we go, which I'm very aware of. It's just, you know, we need a little help getting there, and I think having other people to reach out to or lean on would be super helpful. So I am open for suggestions. God knows we need it.
Yeah, I also want to jump back to another post. Yes, you need the help, but I want to switch gears because okay. We've asked enough for help on our stuff, like follow us on Patreon.
Okay.
Dig Katie out of her electronic deficit here.
Yeah.
But there was the photo I posted where it said, food isn't allowed in the living room. His tablet isn't allowed in the kitchen. And he beat the system because he's got the tablet sitting in the living room just across the threshold. And he's got his food on the kitchen floor.
That was brilliant.
He's just laying on the kitchen floor watching the tablet.
Brilliant.
It's because kids, and that's how kids think. Because kids, and my comment on there was, they think outside the box because they don't know what the fucking box is.
Yeah.
Which is so true.
Yeah.
Like my daughter, when she was trying to skate and she was having a hard time, and by the way, we went skating again yesterday, she's getting very good. There's a video of her shooting a puck into the net, and it's really adorable.
Where is that? I didn't see that one.
I don't know if I sent it to you. I didn't post it. I sent it to my mom and dad. Because remember, my whole family's on the East Coast. So.
Yes.
But I'm trying to live in the moment when I'm with her, so I'm trying not to
take
video and photo and everything of like in them. I just want to be there and be part of it.
I wanted to make sure
I got a video for my parents.
Yes.
Because they're on the East Coast and they don't get to see her.
Yeah. I agree.
And that kind of thing. So yeah. I did get a quick little video of her, and it was just her. She skated up to the puck and shot it right into the net. And she's right before she hit it, she goes, "This one's for Grandma and Grandpa." And then whack.
Oh my God. They must have died when they saw that.
I don't know if my parents are the kind of people that, quote, die when they see stuff, but it was just...
It was probably pretty cute.
But back to that, she was thinking outside the box is my point, because she was struggling to skate, and she said, what if we take my skate off and I use one boot and I push myself with my boot?
Wow.
And I'm like, that's smart. Problematic, because the boot is so much lower than the skate. Yeah. You're actually just... You're going to cause more problems. But, that's the way kids think. They're all constantly thinking...
Like problem solving.
Yeah. They don't think, okay, I need to turn my foot sideways and push and then lean. And so they're not thinking in terms of the mechanics of it. They're thinking, what's the easiest way to do the thing that I'm trying to do?
Exactly.
And then they do it.
Yeah.
So I think kids are awesome that way. Unfortunately, it also leads to a lot of problems, because they don't... They also don't have a great situational or body awareness about them most of the time. Mm-hmm. And so somebody, mostly them, is likely to get hurt.
Agreed. That's
very
true.
A lot of the time.
Yes.
Not all the time.
That's very true.
But, something's going to break. Someone's going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, someone's getting in trouble.
Right. That's what it's comes like, I'm going to let you take this as far as I think you need to take this. And then we're going to dial it back before someone actually gets hurt. Because you want to figure it out, see if you can figure it out. And then just try not to kill yourself, basically.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Please don't die.
Yes. If you can stay alive, that would be ideal.
Right.
Yes.
Just going to keep that bar real low. I just keep making the bar lower and lower every time.
I think I saw a cool post yesterday where it was, the first kid, and it was like, 4 months old, and it was like this kid wrapped in a wreath and it's all this stuff, and then it said second kid, and it was just a kid laying on a table with a post-it note on its face that said 4 months. But that's just how it is, right? Parents were so concerned about that first kid, and I only have the one, right? So I don't know what to expect ever going forward. But then you go through it, and you got that first kid that broke the ice for the second kid, and the second kid reaps a lot of benefit from the parents' experience with the first kid, but also I think sometimes there's a balance, because they're reaping a lot of benefit, but they're also missing out on a lot of stuff. That joke where the second kid, where's your photo album? There isn't one.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that there's a balance to be struck there, because the second kid has the benefit of the parents knowing what's going on a little bit, mm-hmm. and expecting this is the stage that this is, and we did this for this kid, and we tried all these things, and this is what actually worked. So slap a soother in his mouth and off he goes. So
as a new parent, everything's brand new, so you're trying to figure it out just as much as anyone else, so you don't know what you're doing. And then if once you've say they've gotten to 2 years old and you decide to have another one, or even whatever, but you already got over those jitters, the first parent jitters of I just need to make sure this thing doesn't die. And then maybe we'll have a second.
Which sounds really easy, but have you seen some of the shit that kids do? Make sure, the whole make sure this kid doesn't die.
Yeah.
It's sometimes a challenge, because kids will do shit.
I know. That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I joke about saying, make sure this kid doesn't die, but it's true, because kids do really stupid things. Like you said, they don't have that awareness, their surroundings and things that could hurt them or get themselves hurt.
Yeah, and sometimes they do. They know that is a big, heavy object, but they don't get the physics behind it, which is it's top heavy. So if I pull at this angle, it will fall. They don't have that situational awareness.
Exactly. That's true. Exactly. And that's where parents come in. You're like, oh, no, don't touch that.
Yeah. So it's just a struggle. It's a struggle.
It is. It is a struggle. I know.
Okay. Let's jump to our parenting tips.
Oh, we're there already?
Why not?
Damn, these things go by fast.
Yeah, the episode's almost over.
Holy crap. All right. Well, let's see. I made sure I picked the three that I wanted this week.
Whoa.
I know. Look at me. I'm growing as a human. Thank you. Thank you. If you can't see me, I'm doing a very shitty bow.
And I was doing a very sarcastic clap. You could hear that.
I'm pretty sure the sarcasm
came across.
It really did.
In the audio, I'm hoping.
It did, but I super appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, hang on. I'm having technical issues.
Just kidding. Oh, surprise.
Hey, you know what? Oh, shit, wait, I did this wrong. There was one that I found. I wanted to end with another Ryan Reynolds one. I found another one.
Excellent. Okay, so we'll skip Ryan Reynolds till the third one. But let's do our three parenting pro tips from the internet and talk about them.
Okay, so there was one. Okay, there was a couple that I found this week. It's not even really pro tips. It's just things that there was one that that I relate to very much. It was just a post from somebody about how she parents, not really like a parenting tip. But okay. It's from Twitter, and it's at Amy Dillon. And it says, I like to send little notes in my kid's lunchbox, like, sorry the wheat thins are stale, but that's what happens when you leave the box open. And I relate to that so goddamn much because the kids never close anything and it drives me crazy. And then things go stale. It's absolutely hilarious because it's
awareness
so true.
And consequences, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly. Amelia will do the same thing. Here's the box. You pour it yourself. Can you do that? Yeah. And she'll pour it herself and then she'll put the box down and then walk away with the bowl. I'm like, what happens with this box?
Right.
Can you put it away? I'm like, no. You wanted the snack. Close the box.
Mm-hmm.
And put it away. And then she'll take it and not close it and put it away. So you have to break it down one instruction at a time. Okay. Close the box.
Yeah.
Then we'll move on.
Exactly.
My parents used to do that thing where they would send me, you know, go get this, this, and this. And I would come back with none of it because I get distracted halfway through.
Exactly.
So my mom would say, go get item one and then come back.
Yes.
And so I would come back. Now go get item two and then come back.
Exactly.
So, and then come back is actually a running joke in our family now.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And then come back.
But then come back here.
Yeah. And then come back. That's the, and then come back every time. And it's like, it haunts me to this day where I'll go to do something. I'll grab one thing and I'll forget. And all I hear in the back of my head is my dad and then come back. Like all I hear in my head. And I did that to Amelia the other day. And as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh no.
Turned into your parents. Yep.
Yeah.
It happens.
And so I told my dad, and of course he replies with a gift from the Lion King where it's the circle of life.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And I was like, you asshole.
Yeah. Anyway. God damn it.
Yeah. Fuck. Whatever. He got me good. What's the next one?
That was fantastic. That's really good. Your dad is so, he's such a dry humor. Like yes. he can be funny with a completely straight face and like never break. That's what I never really could take. If your dad was trying to be funny, sometimes I'm like, I don't know if he's serious or if he's funny.
He doesn't have like a kid friendly humor.
Well, no, but he was funny, but I'm like, is he actually joking or is it just the beard masking his smile? I don't know.
but that's what I mean. Like that's like kids have a hard time taking.
Yeah.
My dad, because they never know. Is he serious? Should I be scared or should I laugh or should I run away? What's happening here? So
I'm just going to go and then I'll
totally
come back.
Get it. Yeah. But he's, yeah, until I was 12, I didn't know if my dad could smile. I honestly didn't know because all of his jokes were so straight faced and dry. I had no idea. I
was That's like, amazing.
Does he have a? Does my dad a robot? I don't understand what's happening here.
Poor
but
Mark.
It's fine. Yeah, whatever.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Next one. This one. It's not even a real tip either. These ones aren't super tips. These are just really funny parenting things that I found this week. So
you don't have to clarify. They're all the same.
Okay.
A tip is basically we're using that word.
Okay.
Very very loosely.
Okay. All right. So this one is I love her handle too. It's at not the worst mom.
Hey, gotta have goals. Have goals.
Not the worst mom. And her little emoji is like the hands to the side. Yeah. It's very good.
I like
anyway,
it. I like it.
She says, a lone Sharpie lid, one of the most terrifying things a parent can find.
Yep. Because you know your shit got fucked up. You just got to find that shit.
You're just not sure what shit got fucked up, and you got to go find it now.
And some kids, like my kid, knows enough. If she writes on something by accident that wasn't supposed to be written on, mm-hmm. and she thinks I'm going to... And the other day... Okay, this is a two-parter. One, she'll hide that shit so that I don't find it. And then I'll find it somewhere, and I'll be like, what is this? And she'll go, I don't know. And it's because... And yesterday we had this conversation where she said, Papa, don't get mad. And I don't remember. Like, I get upset. Like, I'm like, Amelia, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Like, can you explain to me why you would do that? Mm-hmm. Because I don't get it. Like, can you explain why you did that? I don't know. I don't know. And that's, mm-hmm. and that's fine. You have that conversation. She's four. I don't get super mad.
Yeah. But well, the answer, I don't know, also applies to teenagers as well.
Oh, true. Yeah. But my daughter's doing it out of this place where I think she thinks I'm going to get super mad, or if I do get upset, that means that I don't love her, or she has this fear about her, about, I don't know if it's just she doesn't want to disappoint me. I don't know what it is, but she's only four, and I've never straight up yelled at her. I've mm-hmm. never, like, I've been upset where I'm like, Amelia, you can't ever do that. You're going to get hurt. I don't want you to get hurt. Please don't ever do that again.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Like, I've had those kind of conversations with her, and
she's afraid to upset you or something, right?
Because it scares her, right? Oh, I didn't know I could get hurt. Like, and she'll cry. I'm sorry. It's like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Just please don't do that again, because I worry for you, you know? And we'll have that conversation. It'll be fine. But this fear that she has that I'm going to be mad or disappointed in her is real.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that comes from, because I know her mother is one of the most patient people I've ever seen with a kid, because I have a lot of patience for my kid. I really do. And I didn't think I would mm-hmm. going into it. I really didn't.
Yeah.
You know, coming from, like, I have no patience for stupidity and stupid people. But the difference being, this is a child that's learning that doesn't know. And now here's an opportunity. Listen, the thing you just did, why did you do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. What happened when you did it? Oh, well, this happened. Yeah. Do you want that to happen again? No. Then are you going to do that again? No. So it's an opportunity to learn, right?
Yeah.
But she has this, I don't know. I have a lot of patience, and I know her mother's got a lot of patience, and her grandmother that she spends a lot of time with is possibly the most patient human being with any human being that I've ever met. Like, she has patience for stupidity.
So, like, fear, it's like wondering where that fear came from. Like, where it's from, like, where did that come from?
Is it like a genetic... Is it just a human thing that's built in that, or
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, maybe. Like, maybe, because when you're saying, like, I don't even have an answer for that. Like, I don't know, like, where, if it's not something, like you said, you don't yell or get upset at her, but you have, you know, have obviously had conversations with her, like, please don't do that.
Yeah, never do that again, because you're going to get hurt.
Exactly.
I love you, and I want you to be safe. And you have those conversations.
Yeah.
But I've never... like yelled at her or screamed at her or anything like that. And first of all, I really, by this point, thought I would have lost my shit, because I'm not prepared for this whole parenting thing. But I'd like to think that I'm super patient, and I'm going back in my head going, like, where did I go wrong to instill this fear of life or death?
Yeah. I don't think it's something that you would have done or didn't do. You know, I think it's gotta be like some sort of, Like you said, like, it's got to be just built into us. Like, we're just hardwired to not to want to upset people. Like, an empathy thing. Like, oh, I didn't mean to upset you. I didn't want to upset you. So, like, rather than her saying, like, maybe when she said she didn't want you to be mad, she meant, like, she didn't want you to be upset with her.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That could very well be it. But it hurts my heart when she says something like, Papa, are you mad at me?
Yeah, I know.
Or she came into the kitchen earlier after she spilled all her blueberries on the floor, and I went to go get the broom, and she came in and she goes, Papa, I know you're mad at me, but, and I'm like, I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
You spilled blueberries on the floor. I'm getting the broom. Like, I'm not mad. I didn't even yell. I just said, and, like, it wasn't even a word.
I breathe.
I will go get the broom.
Yeah.
Assume the position. Right, because she holds the dustpan while I hold the broom. When she makes the mess, she holds the dustpan. That's the rule.
That's a great idea. I like that.
So she's involved in the cleanup.
Yes.
Because I'm not cleaning this all by myself, because then where's the lesson?
Yes, right? Exactly. I 100% agree with that.
But anyway, totally. So I don't know where this fear came from, but it bugs me. Anyway, I'm going to let it go. I'll let it go for today. I'll let it go.
Moving on.
Okay.
Ooh, breathe deeper.
Bring on Ryan Reynolds. Save me from this depressing moment I'm having.
Mr. Reynolds, God love him. All right, his tweet says, I can't tell if my daughter's smashing plates all over the kitchen floor or singing the theme song to Paw Patrol. That was it. That was just the tweet.
Yeah.
That's, so I don't know what the theme song to Paw Patrol is. So
Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double.
So apparently that kind of sounds like smashing plates. Who knows?
It does when a child is singing it. Amelia will, like, it's like Paw Patrol, whenever you're in trouble, Paw Patrol, we'll be there on the double. And then I don't know what the rest of the words are, but neither does Amelia. Yeah. And right. She literally just repeats that part
that
over,
same one.
And over and over exactly. And over. And eventually you're just, I don't know what that noise is, but it's not music anymore.
Right. You're not singing anymore. You're just making sound.
And now it's just a wall of noise coming at me.
Okay. Can I do one more? Because this also has to do with Paw Patrol. And I think it's funny because this relates to not even just Paw Patrol. It relates to any TV show or any kid trying to explain anything.
Yes. By the way, if you haven't seen Paw Patrol, I pretty much give a wicked synopsis of it in episode one of our podcast.
Yes.
So go back and listen.
I learned all about it.
Yes. Because you never had kids at that age.
No. Exactly.
That were watching Paw Patrol, so you got to skip the horror. So continue. What's the next one?
The last one I have, just has to do with that. So it's at Simon C. Holland on Twitter, and he says, my kid can tell me about a 24-minute episode of Paw Patrol in about 76 minutes.
Yeah,
and I relate to that so much. Takes 18 years.
Oh, that hits home on a level that I
can't
explain.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Like, when we get into a story, it's like, I don't have, I've literally got 10 minutes for you, so you got to wrap this up real quick.
Yeah. .. get to the fucking point. But you can't say that to a kid, right? Like, well, not a 4-year-old anyway. You can probably say it to your kids. Your 14-year-old.
Yeah, well, I just
tell them,
like, I'm going to need you to, like, think about what you want to say and just say it. Because this whole, or even, like, trying to say, I think it was it Emily there? No, I think it was Ashley. No, maybe it, I'm like, I don't give a shit who was there. Just get on with the story.
Do you watch F is for Family?
No, but that's Bill Burr, right?
Yes, yeah. It's his cartoon on Netflix. And in the most recent season, there's this kid that lives on the street that's trying to, like, one of the kids goes missing, and this other kid is trying to say he knows where he saw them go or whatever.
And okay.
The kid's trying to tell this story to these adults, and they're all standing around going, Where is he? Well, like, okay, because, like, there was this person, and they could,
yes,
well, because they know, and then he went there. You're just like the story doesn't go, but I was watching that, and like I was dying laughing because
anybody
who has a kid at that age knows exactly how that conversation goes, and I was killing myself laughing.
That is so true.
A lot during that series, but I don't think I laughed so hard as listening to this kid trying to tell adults a story about something that's like life or death. This is important. We need the information from this child. Spit it the fuck out. Like that's...
Yeah.
Like
that's amazing.
That's what every conversation with a 4-year-old is like.
Yeah.
Although mine is more articulate than most. Mine speaks in full sentences and uses words like obnoxious in context. And I'm just like, who are you?
Yeah.
What alien gave you this intelligence? Because it wasn't me. But
oh, that's not true. You're all right.
I do okay, but I'm definitely not imparting it. No. Or maybe she's picking up through osmosis. Maybe that's why she wants to cuddle at night, so that she can just absorb anything that's in my brain.
That's how they steal your brain. They take your brain. They cuddle the shit out of you and take it.
Well, last night, and my daughter does this all the fucking time, but last night, I was like, are you going to sleep in your own bed tonight? You're going to try? She goes, I'll try, Papa, but I really like your cuddles. And I'm like,
how do you argue that?
You can't. And
no.
So I have a policy where if, you know, as long as you start the night in your own bed.
Yeah.
If at some point you wake up in the middle of the night and want to come over, that's fine.
Yeah.
And And she knows that. So basically every single night she goes to bed in her bed. And half the time before I get to bed, she's in my bed.
She's in your bed.
She's already there.
That's cute.
But sometimes I'll be in there and I'll be asleep and all of a sudden there'll be just this hand on my face. What? Let go of my face. Oh, Papa, can I cuddle with you? I'm like, well, you're here now. Like,
I guess.
You're already on top of me. Just lay down. Yeah. I don't care what you do as long as it's quiet.
And I can go back to sleep. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Awesome. I feel like I'm glossing over how adorable it is because it's 4 a.m. and I'm exhausted. Yeah. But like, it's actually very adorable when she says things like, Papa, I like cuddling you because it makes me feel safe. And you're just, yes. You turn inside out as a human and you'll do whatever she wants. But at the same time, it's 4 a.m. It's like, oh, that's real cute. Now shut up.
Now,
like,
you're very sweet and I love you, but please shut up and go to sleep.
which of course you think and don't say. Right?
Of course.
Obviously.
But of course. Anyway,
we are way over our time limit for today. We're way over our time limit.
Okay.
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/parenting. On Twitter, twitter.com/parentingpod. On Instagram, instagram.com/parentingpodcast, because we have to be fucking different across the board.
Of course we do. That's just how we roll. Consistent.
Yeah. Reddit, new subreddit. So reddit.com/r/parenting. We have the Patreon page, Patreon, Patreon.
Yay, you can spell. /parenting.
I knew I could fucking spell and just spell it out because sometimes you pronounce things online and people haven't heard of it. They're like, what the fuck is a Patreon? And they're trying to type it into the Google machine, and you know, so that's how you spell
guys,
it.
Go Patreon.com. Check us
out. Yeah, just /parenting. Everywhere. And if you wanted to support us, that would be fucking amazing. If not, share the crap out of us, that would be just as helpful.
Absolutely.
Tag all your friends in posts.
Yeah, submit send us messages, photos. Voice messages. I want to hear, I need help. Help me.
Help.
I'd love to hear
Katie.
From you guys.
Yes. Hashtag help Katie.
Hashtag help Katie.
help Katie G, because we got to be specific.
Ooh, true.
Because otherwise some random Katie out there, I didn't even know I needed help. But hashtag help Katie G.
Yes.
That's what we're going to run this week.
Let's kill
on her problem. So we'll put a post up specifically about that. Share it. Help her out. Thank
Please
you, guys.
Do.
I've been Mark Adam.
And I've been Katie G.
We probably will be next time, too, but we'll see.
Most likely. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you guys next week.